to week three of Chopping It Up with Chef Don. We shot two pilot episodes first, so this one may be a little bit more official. So here we are, and again, thanks for tuning in. We have Christina Rivera with us. Hi, Christina. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming out.
No problem.
Sweet Cheeks Fitness, right?
Yes.
Awesome. That's super cool. I actually noticed today on Facebook, one of those memories pop up and let you know what's going on, you know, in the past.
Yeah.
It was actually a year ago that you invited me down to the Youngstown event.
Yes.
That we had. So it's kind of cool that a year later, we have the opportunity to have you back.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. That's so funny.
Last week, I had the same thing happen with one of my guests, Debbie. Turns out, like, about the same, again, a year ago, about the same time frame, she actually interviewed me for Youngstown Click. So while we have you here, we're super busy, so we just want to thank you for coming out. Okay. We know you got some Wellness Wednesdays, right, with Inspiring Minds. You want to tell us a little bit more about that and what you have going on with that? And then we'll lead into some questions about fitness and what you do and how people can contact you, what you do in the community, and just stuff like that.
Okay. So on Wednesdays, I go to Inspiring Minds, and I teach the kids basically how to work out, what they can do at home. Sometimes we do activities. I play flag football on a women's league. So I bring some of the girls with me there. And just to keep them active, because a lot of time, well, in my belief, it's mind, body, spirit. And a lot of times these kids don't know how to stay active or do workouts at home or just the beginnings of just exercising. So I try to teach them things that they can definitely take home and try to challenge them a little bit. I do some nutrition things too. I try to do like eat this, not that, to give them different, ideas. And it's so rewarding to me because when they go home and they implement that and then they come back and say, Miss Christina, I did this, or Miss Christina, I've been doing squats. And it just makes me so happy to know that they're taking things home with them.
Right. And that's really the value of it. And you touched on something again, one of my mentors, Simon Aries, really big involved in Inspired Mind Youngstown, but mind, body, spirit, you know, and how very much important that really is.
It is.
So quick shout out real quick. We're going to take just a quick second here and talk about some of our local sponsors real quick.
Absolutely.
And give them some airtime. So we want to thank Zobel's Restaurant Equipment and Supply right here in Youngstown. Fresh knives, pans, kitchen supplies, janitorial needs, and restaurant equipment in case you're looking maybe to buy a, you know, industrial oven for your house. Give them a call. Bedurek's Butcher Shop, Mineral Ridge, Stevie Bedurek. Fresh cut everything, ground and house daily. They actually did a wonderful job this week with helping us partner with Second Harvest Food Bank for the Taste of the Valley event we had.
Yeah.
So we were really excited to get to go down there and you know, provide and be a part of that event. So shout out for him.
Awesome.
Our friend Maurice at Youngstown Apparel, and also Lube Stop. Again, great shirts out here, right? The original stuff like this. You know, it says this one was one of my favorites too. You know, Youngstown's enough is enough. You know, not another one. And not to talk down or bring up any, you know, stuff like that, but that's on many levels. Like, when is enough enough, right? On many levels,
right.
Not just maybe crime and violence and that stuff, but maybe like, when is enough enough with working out, right? When is eating enough? When is it enough? So quick shout out there. One more shout out real quick to Optimal Health and Wellness in Canfield. Suzanne Cavalier. I try to go see her once a week. I actually get IV drip infusions.
It's so cool, right?
Again, like, I guess she's the superhero. There's vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and B12 and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Again, because I try to eat the best that I can with YoFresh, but I still have a hard time sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's just really a good way to again, keep running an optimal performance. So it's very important. So I actually have a couple questions here. Let's talk about your actual, what you do as far as fitness. And then I'll ask you some questions about that. So in case somebody wants to get in touch with you, contact you, how do they do that, first of all?
Absolutely. The best way is through social media, Facebook, Instagram. It's CR Fitness, or you can call me, text me, 330-261-6983. So I am a mom of three.
That's a lot in itself.
And my biggest thing was when I had my children, I was always put on bed rest and I gained 95 plus pounds. So, my biggest thing was to just have the time for me and to get back to my true self, which was before I had kids and everything like that, and just to stay healthy and fit for them. So when I really got into working out and everything, it was just about me trying to get back to me after having kids and having that time on my own and staying healthy so I can take care of them properly. So I really try to gear towards women.
Mm-hmm.
And I love working with moms bouncing back from having babies, 'cause I actually dealt with postpartum before. I know how hard it can be trying to juggle working and, you know, taking care of the kids, taking care of the household,
sure.
everything like that. So we try, I try to, you know, have this connection with them where I totally understand, but to encourage them all at the same time, just while they're working out and to really accomplish what the, what our goals are at hand. So I love working with women. And I created this class called Sweet Cheeks,
right.
and it's all legs and booty for the most right. part, you know, no BBLs, no nothing like right. that.
It's made for, we're doing it's made it naturally. For the peach, right? I
guess
it's the logo, right? The
yep.
peach, right?
The peach
it's
is the logo.
It's kind of what it's for.
Yeah.
And that's cool because, again, you found, we've talked about this last week, and it's actually in my questions, and you actually hit on it. You've been able to find something that's personal to you,
mm-hmm.
and you found a way to turn that to something that's not just a business, but that's, again, it is a business, of course, mm-hmm. but it's something that you're more passionate about. So
yes.
you really found something that is inside of you that's about you that you're able to give and push back out, right?
Yes.
So you get to see the, that reaping and sowing kind of mm-hmm. deal, and you get to kind of put into people and hopefully see the return on that.
Yes.
So that's super cool. Let's see. Let's got a couple of good questions here. How has being a female minority maybe been an obstacle at times, or has it actually been beneficial? I'm sure there's a good and a bad to both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to take a second and maybe touch on maybe some of the struggles that you've maybe come across as trying to be a woman, an entrepreneur, and a mom, and right, a wife, girlfriend, whatever,
yeah.
all of that. Like, how do you, you know?
I think that it has its struggles because A, I'm a female in a male-dominated mm-hmm. industry. And B, I'm Puerto Rican and it just is what it is, but, I love it.
yeah. Hard to tell, right?
Yeah. I love it. I think it's awesome. I definitely, I feel like it is a little bit harder for me just because being a woman mm-hmm. in the male dominant industry, and sometimes people don't take you so seriously.
Sure.
And they overlook you. And I feel like sometimes I get overlooked just because I am Puerto Rican. And I mean, I would hate to think that this is the world that we live in, but it still happens.
It happens.
And honestly, I have taken it as more, more fire to just
exactly.
keep pushing forward.
Exactly.
And I do this with my kids too, because we, you know, my kids go to Boardman and sometimes we have to face different obstacles like that in life. And
mm-hmm.
I tell them all the time, it might not be easy, but we're going to get through it and we're just going to keep pushing. And that's going to be the fire to get us to where we need to go.
Right. That's great. Definitely. Like you said, the fire and what drives you to continue to, again, have that change, right.
Mm-hmm.
To leave, I've used the word legacy. It's been coming up lately a lot in my life, and I use the word, and I actually got to go to a conference over the weekend with Pastor Doug. He'll be here actually mm-hmm. after us with some great, great mentors. So with that being said, let's see. How about how are you able to stay involved with so many activities and doing active things in the community and being a mom and running a business? How do you stay balanced and, again, running and keeping it fresh and having time for that? What do you do specifically for you?
What I do for myself, honestly, and I try to encourage people to do this all the time, I go to counseling.
Oh, yeah.
I talk to someone every week. Her and I work through any obstacles that I might be having. And I consider that my self-care. That's my me time. It's an hour of me just trying to figure out anything that I've got going on, whether it's feelings, emotions, anger, whatever the case is. And I work through that with her on a weekly basis. Like I said, I went through postpartum depression, and instead of going on medication or anything, I started with counseling
mm-hmm.
and I haven't been on medication or anything. So
oh, that's wonderful.
That has really helped me. And then another thing I do is I make sure that I do something else for myself. So working out has always been something that I enjoy to do. But not just working out in the gym. I go hiking, biking, just activities that, and I'm like, I like to find
outdoors,
a thrill.
Nature,
so, yeah.
Hunting,
so right. I'm like adventures and all that stuff, roller coasters, anything that I can do like that just to have a good time and kind of set myself free. Now in my daily life, sometimes I don't even think about the day. I just look at hour by hour.
Sure.
That what do I have next?
Sometimes it's
yeah.
all you can do, minute by minute, moment
right.
by moment. I can relate.
Mm-hmm. With kids and, you know, pouring into kids too with, you know, the after school programs and everything like that. I think that if I look too deep into what everything that I'm doing, I'll get overwhelmed. Yeah. So I just go and I do like, okay, this is what I have today. Yeah. We're going to do this hour by hour.
That's funny. I actually just had that conversation, I believe, today with my wife, Caroline. She's very structured, mm-hmm. and her schedule is very manageable for her, but it's very precise.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried her way and she's tried mine, and we both kind of have our own way.
Yeah.
And I'm learning that I have to have structure and scheduled time in my calendar, but that my time has to kind of have a little bit of fluid to it.
Yes.
That there's times I need to, if I'm running to stop and do something, there's times like somebody will come to mind and I'll actually have to stop, or I'll see somebody that I know, or I'll have to go to that person to communicate.
Right.
Or get something off my chest, per se.
Right.
To share inspiration. I wanted to bring that up. But we're tying into it now. You talked about depression earlier. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on too. I think it's something we don't talk about enough,
mm-hmm.
Especially again, maybe especially as a male, right?
Yeah.
On the male side of that, you know, there's certain boundaries that females face,
yeah.
but there's also that same on the male side. And I think one of that is depression. Mm-hmm. It's something that I actually still deal with, and mm-hmm. I'm on the opposite. I'm still medicated for my depression,
mm-hmm.
but for me, it's been a game changer. Getting to that point,
right,
of accepting the fact that there's nothing wrong with the yeah. fact that my brain doesn't have a little certain of a chemical and it produces differently, or that
right.
that stuff from my past has made my brain work a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and it's accepting that, and for me it's been embracing that,
right.
And again, that's stuff while we're having this, chopping it up, so
yeah.
we can bring light to some of these things.
Yeah.
You know, postpartum depression, anxiety, and it's all wellness,
yes.
right? It's all stuff that we need to talk about. Not so much. It's funny today. I noticed Facebook went down yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and you know, some people kind of didn't know what to do.
Right.
And again, I'm guilty at times, but my thought was, what if we didn't have so much time on Facebook, but really had our face in a book?
Right.
Right. And really trying to get something out of a book,
prayer,
or some knowledge,
the Bible.
Prayer, the Bible.
That
right.
was my thinking.
You're right. Of course.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to get to that stuff too.
Yeah.
It's that time. And again, for me, my whole day has been that. Quiet kind of one-on-one and reflection, and I'll say God having me do certain things. My whole agenda for tonight, what I had planned, is not really going to go as what I thought, and
mm-hmm.
as it started to like kind of fall apart, what I thought I wanted to do, and I'm like, well, that's not gonna work, and this person can't make it, and I was like, well, Lord, okay, we're just
mm-hmm.
gonna let you do this,
right,
because for me, I know that even this stuff that I get to do is an honor and a privilege, and to be able to even have this platform,
right.
I kind of, again, my background too, like you said, you know, I went to Boardman as well, but I lived on the side of Boardman at the time that was the opposite side of where maybe everybody else would have
mm-hmm.
lived in Boardman. I fell through the cracks with dyslexia, ADHD, mm-hmm. right? And these are things as a white male in Boardman, mm-hmm. no offense to the school system. Like,
no,
I just, they miss
it's
me.
It's a great school
right?
system.
It is, but
it
they
is.
Miss, I fell through, they miss me.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like what you said earlier, like you get missed sometimes.
Right.
Right. But, you know, again, if you bring up God, we'll bring it up again. Like, they miss Jesus.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So we feel like, oh, they miss me, or I didn't get the award, or I didn't get what they miss me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right. They're supposed to. Mm-hmm. Right. Because we don't see everything, and not everything's for everybody to see at the right moment.
Right.
But it all come back in time.
Absolutely.
Right. You're like, oh.
And your time will come.
Your time will come. Mm-hmm. Right. The platform will come. You'll get the stage. You'll get the microphone. Right.
Yeah.
And again, I'm just honored to you. Like I said, it just blows my mind that I'm even here at this point. We'll talk a little bit later on here, a little bit more about my testimony and my journey here. But let's talk for you about a few more minutes. Have you had any obstacles in your journey so far that were really added, that really have added struggles to your life here locally? Like anything struggling locally that you deal with, you think is just be like here in our area that maybe you wouldn't have to deal with somewhere else?
I do. So I'm actually going through this right now where I feel like I need to relocate because I may have outgrown, or I feel like I'm outgrowing Youngstown. Fitness and all that is just so much bigger in bigger cities.
Right.
People take it more serious.
Sure.
Because
you go on vacation, you see people out running everywhere,
yeah.
biking, everybody in a better mood,
yeah.
smiley.
Yeah.
I definitely
it's so
hear what you're
different
saying.
Everywhere
I
else.
Do.
So I have considered relocating and everything like that. But honestly, I feel like God has a purpose for me to stay here.
Well,
and I need to do what I need to do here before,
right.
you know what I mean?
I would agree to that 100%.
Yeah.
It's funny. A quick shout out. I went by the mall today, right? They got a lot of stuff going on out there. And it was the city built from steel can't be broken.
Yes.
Right. And that's a great quote, right? But I really, again, like I told you where I was at all day today, right? When I drive around, kind of God, spirit stuff. And it was like, but steel can get rusty.
Yes.
Right. But even with the rusty steel, if you take it back and put it back to where it began in the fire and you get it hot,
yeah,
you're going to burn the rust off. It's going to be pliable again. It's able to be restructured. And steel, I know just from dealing with knives, the more it goes through that process, the harder it gets, the stronger it gets. So I encourage you not to leave yet.
Yeah.
I feel your work here is not quite done either.
Yeah.
I think that we all have bigger, there's a lot of us right now, entrepreneurially speaking, that have platforms and things going on. And personally, I can relate to where I feel like there's something more out there. But there is, but it's for here. It's for Youngstown. Again, we're going to talk. So we're talking, right? I was going to try to get you out a little bit.
No, you're good.
But you're settling in now. I see you're kind of comfortable. So we're just going to keep talking about like where we're going with this. 330, right? That's our area code. Everybody's familiar, right? The 330 to 330.
Yeah.
What about John 330? Are you familiar with the verse in the Bible, John 330?
Refresh my memory. Go ahead.
It's that we must increase ourselves so that God can increase. Again, what I believe that God don't really waste much of nothing, right? He's very resourceful. Everything has purpose. There's a reason we're 330. There was a great revival here years ago. Our city was bustling years ago. Movie industries, right? Famous people, economy, it was good, but it's decreased. But it's time for an increase.
Right.
But it's not on our terms.
Right.
And it's not going to look like maybe what the city might think it's going to look like or what everybody may hope for it to be. But there is going to be like a revival in our city and like it's going to come back.
Absolutely.
And it's take that fire that you touched on. You said it twice before I even got to the word fire. And that's what maybe switched that other story about the, you know, the steel. But it goes back to that fire. And it, that's what we're here for. Right. And that's what we need in our city. We need fire.
Yeah.
To burn the rust off, to ignite other people. We all, you betcha too. I live here. I work here. I'm out in the business. I'm out in the community a lot. And I try to bring a smile to people's faces. At every register I stop, at every grocery store, I try to bring a smile. Hey, how are you? I try to look at a name tag, right? I try to remember people to communicate with them.
Yeah.
Because I noticed when I travel, it seems like there's a better, happier environment.
Right.
Right. I'll say spirit.
Right.
And people have a better, happier spirit flow. Yay.
Yeah.
So it's weather. Maybe it's because when we go to vacation, we always go somewhere super nice.
Yeah.
Right? It's vacation. So of course, so everybody's in a good mood, right? Everybody's in a good mood. It's vacation. The weather's great, right? Everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah.
But we need to have that fire and kind of, again, encourage people, even in this moment, even like this time to have you down and just chop it up real quick and talk about what you got going on in your life, the business you have, the service you're trying to provide, how you want to impact children and youth and other people and encourage people. I was thinking about today about our show and what we're doing here and, you know, is like the why. This week I actually bought a couple. I didn't even bring it with me. I bought some little wooden whys. I've been passing them out to some people like, what's your why? Don't forget your why.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right, it's a little why. So again, explaining that and figuring out your why and your how and what you're trying to do to be able to have that impact. But it's for here. It's for a generation. Yeah. Like I said, for Inspiring Minds and the other community projects, like I said you kind of grew up here and you have Puerto Rican background and maybe didn't fit in and the other side of the tracks. I'm familiar with all that stuff. But if we can get out there and male depression, all that stuff, if we can get one or two people that are tuning in right now to like hear us and realize that, wow, wait, not just me.
Yeah.
Because I'm still going through. I mean, people are like, oh, Chef Don, You know, I struggle hard every day.
Yeah, we always
It's hard. I was actually, me and Dad got to go fishing this week and made some time for that. And I was talking about, you know, when I was born. I was born here, in, you know, right here in Youngstown, St. E's. And I was premature. I was 2 pounds and 3 ounces. I dropped down to just under 2 pounds.
Oh, wow.
The nurses told my parents to go ahead and probably make arrangements.
Oh, wow.
Right? That I wasn't going to probably make it. But I'm here, right? So it really is something I forgot about as an adult that my dad said something. And it reminded me, like, I've had to fight a little bit from the day I was born.
Right.
Right? But that's what got me here.
Yes.
Right. I've had to fight addictions. I've had to fight depressions. I've had to fight learning differently. I had to fight dyslexia. I had to fight all these things. But it's that fire and that fight to get to this now. Right. For what we're doing here. Because if not, no trial, no fire, no growth, no change, right? None of that happens without the purpose of why. Absolutely. And it was hard to see, right? Going through a divorce, losing my mom to a doctor-prescribed overdose, having my parents go through a divorce when I was in, you know, high school, right? Transition before I was going from, 17 to 18. Like, my life totally shook. My parents got divorced and my mom went on a bad, different turn of life.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do. You know what I mean? And it left me with a lot of whys. Right. And it got me to, again, a lot of different struggles and, you know, bad decisions, spent a night in jail and stuff like that. I've done stuff like that, you know, but that's what's got to here now for this, be able to even have a platform, right? It's not what we go through. It's what we grow through.
Right.
Because even if we just go through it and we don't do anything about it, looks like I'm totally going off script. No, here we go.
Here we go. I was going to say, I watch like all these videos and TikToks and all that stuff, but, someone was talking about finding your passion finding your purpose through your passion.
Exactly.
And I feel like with fitness and working out, I didn't plan on becoming a fitness trainer or being like, hey, eat this, not that, and all that stuff. But I found a passion in it. And now I found my purpose.
Sure.
And I did nails I've done nails for 16 years now. And that was a good career. But to really live in my purpose right now, I wouldn't have been able to find that if I didn't go through everything that I went through. And if I didn't, you know, start working out and then find that passion, like, okay, what am I doing now? And I feel like, you know, God puts you through these situations and takes you places and brings people in your life so that you can be able to live in your purpose.
That's it.
And that's like the best part when you're living in your purpose and
totally
have such a passion for it. And that's why I feel like we click, because I totally can see your passion.
Sure. Like, and again, it's like I fought it for a long time. And it's funny how two different passions now are kind of coming together and melding for a different platform. And, you know, the things have worked out to where different opportunities in Teen Challenge, I was able to speak in public and have to, it was a choir. So I was on the stage and singing and I was never a talk in public or speak or don't get me on camera. I was never that person.
Yeah.
But those experiences and different things with YoFresh has enabled me now again to even sit here and like Calm Cool Collective. Like, I thought we went live earlier.
Yeah.
We weren't even on yet. No. I was just rolling like, okay, looks like we had some technical difficulties, but we're back live. Right. And it's kind of like, you just kind of have to go with it.
Yeah,
and life's that way. And again, you always end up, it's like the leaf in the stream, right? Sometimes you just got to go with it. But again, you can't be reckless.
No.
Right? You have to plan, you have to organize, but you also have to be quiet and still sometimes too.
Absolutely.
Let's see. We have more questions actually that were for you distinctly. Here's one. How long have you actually been in the industry of fitness, if you don't mind us asking?
So I started off as a Zumba instructor about, I want to say 8 years ago. And then after it was kind of like dying down for me, I wanted to pursue more and do more with it. I got certified to be a personal trainer. So I've been personal training for about 5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's been fantastic. I just literally left work and came right here, but I was killing them. Sometimes I don't even realize, but they were like, I don't think it will look good if you have people dying before
you. Right.
Your talk. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry.
Can't kill people.
No,
it's not a good look. Let's see. What about, how do you really try to get the kids involved more? Do you think, as a parent, what can a parent do that's maybe tuning in, to maybe get the kids involved more with fitness? And just kind of being moving more and being a little bit more active, whether it's stretching or whatever, like any tips?
Something that I do with my kids, I don't want to say force, but my kids are obligated to choose an activity. So they are athletes and we push them as much as we can. But on our downtime, I like to take my kids to, you know, like I said, parks. I'm always at Mill Creek Park, the bike and hike, just to take them out and like start to see things. Like my son and I, he's 7, we'll do the whole I spy while we're walking. And he's not even realizing that we're getting through 3 miles. and because we're playing a game.
Yeah, it's somewhere else.
Yeah,
right.
And
as adults more often.
Yeah.
Right. Get through our days.
Yeah.
Our minds somewhere else.
Yeah.
Radio channel.
And he loves to see like new little parts of the park and everything like that. So we go to Latterman's Mill. We go to the little pond, the Lily Pond. Mm-hmm. We just utilize, again, Youngstown.
It's a great
Mill Creek
spot.
Park. It's, yes.
I don't want everybody to go to the park, because sometimes we go down there and we're like, man, there's people everywhere. Like,
I know.
I grew up there. Like, Latterman's Mill was my backyard. Like,
yeah.
That was our whole days. We just spent days in the park. I said all the little nooks and crannies, and
yeah,
like, there's so much to do down there. Just walking around, enjoying nature, getting fresh air, and you know, taking some self time to reflect.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna take a second here. Anything else you want to kick it around here? We still got some time. I don't know how you're feeling. Are you comfortable?
I'm good. I was nervous at first, but now I'm like.
All right. I'm gonna take a quick. I'm gonna talk about a couple books. Actually, I wanted to do the last couple weeks. I didn't get a whole lot of time to it. Mm-hmm. Are you a big reader?
I'm not a big reader.
Audiobooks,
but. I recently, because of the whole singleness or whatever, I picked up Michael Todd's book, Relationship Goals.
Okay.
And you would think it's just a book about romantic relationships, but really there's topics of communication with, you know, parental relationships and kids' relationships. And one thing that I feel like I struggled with is communication. And communication is key in any kind of relationship, whether it's your parents, your loved ones, romantic, like it's so important to be able to communicate. And this book has like opened me up to the whole relationship communication, communicating with my kids and communicating with my family. Now I feel like, and with counseling too, they talk about communication all the time. Now I feel like after I read that book, which I've left a couple pages because I told myself I'll actually give relationships a big try when I finish the book. But I'm like, I'm going to go real slow.
You'll know when you're ready.
But,
I've
used the whole communication and, you know, just the relationships that I have in my life with friends, just, it's been helpful because letting someone know how you feel and communicating that with them can be so freeing, even if it's in a negative way. It doesn't have to end negatively.
Sure.
So I picked up that book and I was real proud because I don't read at all.
I've been guilty of not reading, but I actually want to use this platform to encourage everyone to listen to audiobooks or read more.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's audiobooks and driving time.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much at work. I can't audiobook because there's too much going on. And
yeah,
but in my car, delivery, stuff like that, I can audiobook. I'll find myself maybe listening to an audiobook chapters over and over again because I'll get up and get out and come back into the car or whatnot. But it's really helped bring knowledge. I mean, things I didn't know that I didn't know.
What kind of books do you like to listen to?
I've been all over the place. A lot of these have been from my mentors. Again, a quick shout out to some of my mentors. Just a thank you. A moment of acknowledgement. Bishop David Thomas, Apostle Justin Burnett, David Cahoot, Simon Aries, Steve Cross, and of course, my wife,
That's
Caroline
awesome.
Rittenour, have all been very instrumental this year alone in getting me to read and pursue that. And again, understanding like audiobooks, it's the same thing. You're like, that's not reading. Yeah, it is. Like, I'm still processing the info.
Right.
Like, I'll go back and listen to it 20 times if I have to.
Right.
But it's kind of been all over the board, my books this year. But all of them have been very developmental, piece by piece almost. Again, I said earlier, I don't think anything's really chance or luck. So the books, the way that my mentors gave them to me, almost made sense to where I was peeling through these books. I'm like, okay, cool. Then this made sense. And that made more sense. And the following book, oh, wow. And it all sort of tied together.
Yeah.
You talked about communication.
Awesome.
That's one, it's hard,
mm-hmm.
right? We all want to communicate, but we don't want to listen. I'm guilty, right?
Yeah.
Somebody I know, not just me. I love to communicate when I'm just talking, right? I'm good at it, apparently.
Yeah.
But we need to listen. Books that I've read this year, here's just a few. A Tale of Three Kings by Gene Edwards. One of my mentors takes the time to read that book at the beginning of the year, every year. And it really puts some things in perspective to between the three kings and where they are at different times and knowing that that's the part and like the we have that tale And it's there's a structure to it. Oh. It's like we touched on earlier, being overlooked at a time. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Being on top and being on the bottom. It's how you serve at the top.
Right.
And how you're treated at the bottom. It's that parallel and like connecting it all together, which is really good.
That's awesome.
Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, the owner of Nike's.
Oh,
Simon Aries like put that one on me early on, and I didn't read it for a while. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll get to it. That was like before I really started like, holy, wow, there's information in books that I didn't know. And that was really inspiring to like see how many times like he failed,
mm-hmm.
and like how many times like even some of his family gave up on him, his girl gave up on him, right? His business turned her backs and like switched it up on him, but like he kept going after what he had here.
Yeah.
Even though it didn't make sense here. Mm-hmm. And look where we're at now. He's the owner of Nike. Like, right? Shoe Dog. That was a good one. Leading with a Limp by Dan B. Allard, PhD. That's a good one, too, because this was actually one of the earlier books that I got into that kind of opened up my mind to understanding my own path and maybe understanding why some of the things in my life that I've gone through, that there's a purpose behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's enabled me to be here today to, again, hopefully have people tune in and really listen or care to what I'm saying.
Right.
Because it's the leading with a limp, right? It's not that bullwhip, you know, and it's my weakness. It's showing that in the beginning. I'm not perfect. I do struggle. I do have hard days. Yes. I deal with depression. I argue with my wife sometimes. I cuss when I shouldn't sometimes.
Yeah.
I do all these things.
Right.
But I still eat good, feel good, do good. I still, right, my heart's still trying to seek God on a daily basis. My intent is pure for the most part. Again, I'm human, right? Sometimes I think I got it right and I'll totally have it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm totally going to do this right. And like 3 weeks later, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I really thought that I was right. Gotta do that with me a lot.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Lead Like Jesus. Another book that I've got into. And again, they all kind of had a specific point. ADHD 2.0 for me was mind blowing to realize that like my brain works this way. And it doesn't have to be a bad thing if I learn how to use it and make it optimal, like to perform for me to my advantage.
Yeah.
Which tied into extreme ownership and be obsessed or be average. See, there was a way that these books went.
Yeah.
Like, because the first one, like, so ADHD, right? Like, oh, I'm just my brain. Like, I just can't, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, extreme ownership. Oh. And I read this book. Great book, guys. Jocko Willard and Leif Babin. I guess two guys, military. I don't want to say the branch of service because it didn't stick. But two men that were in the military overseas in Afghanistan, I believe, that were in some battle conflict and really extreme ownership type scenarios. And for me, what I really took from that book was like, it's yours, this journey, this life, your day, your time, it's yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also on the other side, as a business owner, as a father, as a husband, as a leader, it's mine too.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of it. The good and the bad, right?
If
there's a problem, it's my problem. If there's a celebration, it's everybody's celebration. But if there's a problem at the end of the day, it comes down to me.
Right.
If I don't communicate with my staff or my wife effectively, efficiently, and there's a lapse or a mistake, it's not their fault. Mm-hmm. Extreme ownership, right? Like all of it, mine.
Right.
And that tied into That's Obsessed awesome. Or Be Average by Grant Cardone. And that was, I read that book twice. Once was through like a business kind of thought process, and one was more through a spiritual side.
Mm-hmm.
And they both were very, very good and very full of, that's not even the right word. My wife's going to holler at me for that later. You sound uneducated. Like I am. Like, I'm sorry. I don't have a degree and I didn't go to college. So I'm doing the best I can.
You're fine.
But it's funny how that stuff comes up. Built to Last and Good to Great, Jim Collins, two more good books about companies long term and understanding that the ebb and flow of a company may, right, the rise and fall of their stocks may come and go, but it's that long term longevity that how did COVID go for you, per se, right? Were you able to flex and bend and still hang on, or did you cut the rope and cut your losses and jump out? Maybe you had to, but you know, so Good to Great, Built to Last were also great books. I picked this up when I said it this week. This was something I just picked up this week. This is Notes from Your Therapist by Allison Dineen. I am actually looking for a therapist. I'm actually going to put that out there right now. I'm actually looking for a therapist, but I don't want to just pick one, right? I really want to have that connect
because it has to. Yeah.
I can't just have anybody just filling me up with some crap, right? I'm going to see through it. Mm-hmm. I've been through it. I already kind of know. I've not that I'm intelligent or that I know all this stuff, but like I'm learning on my process and I know enough about me to know that if it's not the right therapist, I'm going to BS my way through that therapy session. Yeah. And by the end of the day, like I'm probably going to like know more about the therapist than they are about me.
Yeah.
But this book here, this is a good one too, and all kind of good therapy things. But this one's I opened up today kind of randomly. So I like to read books, kind of like open them randomly and just pick a page. Being human means experiencing trauma of some kind or another, big or small. Thank goodness we're also built to recover over time. If we're not abandoned, shamed, or left alone to cope with it ourselves. Right. And that's huge. Mm-hmm. I think I need to like read that like most all the time, like every day.
Yeah.
To remind myself of some things like that, because I know I get overwhelmed. I deal with my voices in my head that maybe tell me things that aren't necessarily true. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time with balance with work. In time, I keep checking too because I'll sit and ramble all day, right? There's a big clock up there. But I have a hard time with balance and work because it's, again, it's that be obsessed or be average. Mm-hmm. It's the ADHD, right? It's the addict, right? Mm-hmm. That was another key turning point through all this stuff too and reading these books. It was kind of changed my perspective of being an addict, right? It's not so much that I was an addict. Like, I'm an obsessive person. Mm-hmm. I do things excessively, no matter what it is. And again, it's either on or it's off. That's the ADHD part.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to have those struggles and maintain and keep a cohesive thought. And even right now, I'm actually struggling where my thought was because my brain did a 180, 360, back, left, right, turn around, did a little dance. And I was like, what did you just say? I have no idea. It happens. Like, these are my struggles. Like, this is real to me. Like,
no,
people understand.
I get it. Yeah.
You know, but by reading some of these books and, getting a chance to understand that it's not just me and it's not just you and it's not just that person, you know, I think we all feel like we're isolated and abandoned just because of what we go through. We're leading on some time here. I do want to take the time. I think like what Caroline's still here. I did want to open up on Facebook to any comments or questions while we're going through here.
Yeah, that's awesome.
To see if anybody has any input or feedback or anything that maybe we could shed light on or something maybe that we've gone through or touched on earlier in this conversation or a book. Something that we've talked about that you'd like to chime in and ask, check in on Facebook and we'll see if anybody goes there. Actually, I think we actually have someone there to help us out with that now. Did Caroline leave, Joe? I'm sorry. Did Caroline leave? My wife? Did Caroline leave?
No, she's still there.
Okay. Can we grab her real quick? Because I was going to go live on Facebook so that way she can help us out. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Big shout out to Young Style Studios and Joe for even having us here.
This
great facility,
is so
right?
Crazy.
It's like legit. I feel like
it
we're
is
like
so legit. Like, yeah, it made me so nervous when I walked
couch.
In.
There's like radio going on, and TV, and microphones. It's super
this is
cool.
Fantastic.
So we did just open it up to Facebook just in case anybody want to chime in. I just want to have you step in here, but yeah, it's good. Anything there to say? Anybody chime in? No, it's quiet. Birds chirp, chirp, chirp. That's all right. We're just getting started here. You know, we might not have built up the right. A huge following yet, but we'll look back this someday. Hey, like, hey, remember back then when no one really even tuned in?
We'll roll back in a year and
see
where we're
at.
Same
thing when nobody recognized us and we're like, yeah, what are these? Nobody's going to listen to me on talk on Facebook.
No.
But there's good stuff here. And again, that's part of what Chop It Up. And again, that's what we're here to do and just chop it up and share legacy stuff, important stuff, game changing stuff, the stuff that we didn't get to know as kids.
Yeah.
And again, generational stuff that if my grandpa didn't know how to fix a car, he didn't teach my dad how to fix a car, then guess what? I don't know how to fix a car either unless I go and seek out somebody else to help me fix this car.
Yeah.
It's like not my dad's fault. Yeah. It's not my grandpa's fault.
Right.
But it's not my fault. It's my fault at that point. Sorry. Yeah. It's my fault at that point if I don't take the time to go out and find that resource.
Right.
And again, that's what I've really tried to really hone in and do really this year with some of my mentors that we talked about earlier. And just trying to seek people that have been there before and already done it. Right. Mm-hmm. The word pioneer just popped in my mind. There's a great song by Rick Pino. I don't know too many people are familiar with that, but a great song. And I actually heard that song when I was in rehab, and it used to drive me crazy. Right? Like, made my skin, like, ugh, this song, I hate this song. But it's grown so much, and the more I've gone through this journey of life, and the older I get, and the more that I see God do in my life, I understand that pioneer spirit, that entrepreneur spirit. to go and blaze a trail. Like we talked about fire earlier. It's the same thing. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to like go around and touch things and you know, spread fire in a good way.
Yeah.
And enlightenment. Like one of my mentors, Bishop Thomas, he said, you know, how do you tell if a person needs encouragement? And this was a book he read from the owner of Chick-fil-A. So this wasn't his words, but a book he read that he passed on. And like, how do you know if a person needs encouragement? If they're breathing.
Yeah.
Right. And we get so busy in our days, we forget that because we need encourage too.
Yeah.
Right. Because there's days I need encourage.
Oh,
I need encouraged. Me, you're on. Yeah. You got a studio and a business, and you're doing. You need encouraged. Yes. Some days, like my brain will be like, "Bro, like you're slacking," right? Because my brain will let me, like, I could work 24 hours a day and still feel it wasn't good.
Yeah.
I still could have done more.
Right.
So I've had to kind of pull back and try to find balance. Because I went to the extreme. I'd be like, all right, cool. I'm not going to worry about it, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to take some time off. That doesn't work either. So this, again, for somebody out there too, just talking like time off, right? I think time's a really big thing. And I think we get caught up with time. And it was touched on in Grant Cardone's book, Obsessed or Be Average. You know, as our society, we get caught up on vacation time and time off. So we work so hard all year long save up money that we really don't probably maybe don't have or that we shouldn't spend, but to go away for a week. But to do that, we have to take our stuff, pack it up, take it, unpack it, repack it, drive it around, bring it back home, unpack it. Now everything's behind our emails, our mail. We got to clean out our fridge before we go and make sure our laundry's done.
Right.
We do all this stuff to go unwind for a couple days, but our bodies take more than a couple days to unwind.
Right.
Like it takes like about 7 to 10 days really to unwind. And that's really relaxing and like letting go. And even on our vacation time, if we take 7 days to vacation, 2 or 3 are traveling, 3 or 4 running around, we come on vacation and we are tired.
Right.
Right. We went on our last vacation. It was like the first vacation I took as an entrepreneur. I was like, this is terrible. Right. Like there is no good time to take a week off of life and like go away.
Yeah.
And you come back to just a whole week of behindness.
Right.
Again, I know that's not a word, but behindness, a whole week of just being behind.
Yeah.
And again, we struggle. We get ahead. We do it again to ourselves. Right. Because time. So I've learned for me as somebody that's taking time and trying to be an entrepreneur and trying to have a business and started maybe a new nonprofit soon and all these other things that we're doing. It's not time off, days off. It's time off.
Right.
But it's I struggle with this again. I'm going to be transparent. I struggle with this daily. Today, I have a meeting tomorrow with somebody at 2 o'clock. And I've talked to him here shortly, and hopefully I can push that back a little bit because I have another meeting I have to be at. And I'm trying to put stuff on my calendar, and I'm trying to use Google and these other all this technology and stuff, but I'm just not good at it. That's where I struggle. But it's knowing that I struggle at it and it's knowing that I have to take the time to work at it, just like anything else, just like fitness and eating right and life itself, right?
Yeah.
If it's important, we have to make it happen. If it's worth doing, we have to make sure it's done right.
Right.
Right. So that's all good things. Still quiet over there on our Facebook end. Nobody chiming in. Nobody wants to talk to us today.
Watch what will happen. We'll get a whole bunch of questions.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Some days
and off.
We'll have to check them out
posting.
Next week. We'll have to come back next week to answer more questions.
Yeah.
So we still got about 15 minutes left here. We've talked about books. We've talked about our whys. We've talked on some things that I didn't even have planned here. But I think I said I've talked to some other people today about this and winging this episode and whatnot. But I really want to take some time here to maybe share a little bit of me. And I touched on being transparent earlier. And you were a little bit transparent earlier as well. But how are we going to have the viewers to expect them to tune in and watch if they really don't know me? And know really what I'm trying to do here.
You want them to have a connection.
So you want
the
connection, right? Because if they're not going to tune in to watch me, then they're not going to see you either.
Yeah.
But they have to connect somewhere along the way, right?
Yeah.
But again, I know that I scroll through past a lot of podcasts and stuff on Facebook because it's not for me. It's not to me. And it might not be something I think I need.
Right.
But what I'm trying to do here is really like influence, encourage, uplift, inspire, all that stuff, because we all need it. I said, a couple of years ago, y'all, like, y'all would not believe, like, I was living in my dad's basement out of rehab with, like, not a car in my name. Like, I think I had a driver's license, but that was it. Like, I think I just had a driver's license. No bank account, nothing. Like, no car. Just
can
ID.
I ask how many years ago? Because sometimes 5, people are like, okay.
6 years ago now?
Yeah.
Totally. But it's been a journey even before that. Again, like, I lost my mom to the opiate situation, doctor prescribed overdose. But again, up on that point, you know, looking back, I didn't even know that it wasn't normal for some of the family behaviors that we had going on in my family.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was weird.
Right.
I thought everybody did some of the things we did.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of my family, there's on my mom's side, my grandma buried all of her children, I believe, except for one out of seven kids.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was addiction related and, you know, health and wellness stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But there were things that happened in our family, God rest their souls. But again, like conversations that were had and stuff over like Thanksgiving stuff, like what? Like you wouldn't think it was normal. And people would be like, it took me getting outside of that situation and talking and expanding my mind and other people and having, again, people to encourage me along the way. A pastor friend of mine, Mark, you know, was really encouraging in the beginning of this process to kind of kickstarted the whole thing to get me to where I'm at today. But it's through that whole process and it has been easy, right?
Yeah.
People think, oh, he's an addict. He was an addict. They're just an addict. No, like they're obsessed. They fire differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm curious how many people, how many drug addicts and people not struggle. I don't know. I don't even like the word addicts. How many people are incarcerated and struggle with addiction that are dyslexic and like depression?
Yeah.
And just didn't know.
Yep.
Because I didn't know.
Yeah.
For the longest time.
Yeah.
Right. So again, to have the platform now, it's kind of like if I hit the lottery, or like I said this before, if somebody was standing on the street corner, like handing out $100 bills to everybody that walked by, you know, dang well, sure, you'd be calling people you know about the guy handing out $100 bills.
Right.
Because you want everybody to come get your $100 bills.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff I have, it's not $100 bills, but it's some knowledge.
Yeah.
Right. And some insight and some stuff that's really, it's $100 bills, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's really some valuable stuff.
Yeah.
And I just want to have the opportunity to get that out and for somebody to hear it because I didn't know.
Right.
Right. And I still don't know, honestly. Right. Right. Every day things reveal differently. And there's, like I said, there's times I'm like, yeah, I got this figured out for sure. I know that I know. And I'm like, I didn't know. But there's also been times on the flip side. Again, we'll talk about a little, it's been about over a year now. We got involved with Alta Head Start.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those key moments too. Prior to this, again, I was experienced with the daycares a little bit with my ex-wife and in the rehab program, we fed kids. And I know there's a lot of paperwork. I know it's detailed.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming from like as a chef and wanting to have this career in food. I didn't want to deal with kids and kids food and tater tots. And
right.
Not my thing.
Yeah.
But it like came up and it was something. The opportunity came around and we took the chance and we did it. But there was a gap. This stuff all goes through contracts and funding.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a gap from the time we signed up and then we didn't know that this contract was signed. But I knew that the contract was signed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew. It's no different than you can tell me this is a red couch.
Yeah.
It's a red couch. You'd be like, it's blue. Like it's red.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say, it's a red couch.
Yeah.
And this was one of the ones that I knew that I knew that I knew. That this contract was signed. And now, again, looking back at the time, I didn't know how we were going to do it. I didn't know how we were going to pull it off. And we did.
That's awesome.
Know? And it's that same kind of thought process. It's like we talked about earlier. I've kind of been all over the place. It's that something inside of me since I was a little baby, there's also been something trying to squelch me the whole time too.
Right.
Right. The negative voices. Again, I feel to share this. I had a brother who passed away. He lived a day. He was premature as well. And this is something, again, that I didn't really think about until a couple of years ago. And it was a moment of realization like, oh, wow, I've been carrying around like I never feel like I'm good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Kind of what's the word I'm looking for? There's something for a syndrome. They call it imposter syndrome. Thank you, Caroline.
Oh, my.
Like, I've been dealing with that like my whole life. Right.
Wow.
And it spawned off of the fact that like because I never felt good enough because I had a brother that didn't. That passed away, so I dang well better make sure I had my stuff together because I was alive,
right?
And I didn't even know that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, it never even dawned on me, didn't acknowledge it as like growing up and like never talked about it, like just kind of carried it,
right?
Until again, recently, a couple years ago, in my mid 40s, don't tell nobody. Can't tell what I had on, right? And shaved a little bit. You don't see all my gray hairs, my baldness. But I carried that like my whole life, right?
Yeah.
So to be driving around one day with Caroline and like have that realization, like dropping off like this heavy weight, like wow, like oh wow,
yeah,
that was amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had another experience like that not that long ago, you know, about some sexual stuff as a kid and you know, late teenager, and you know, that I dealt with. And like, I pushed that stuff off and buried it deep in, right? But I'm like, oh, that popped up out of nowhere.
Just had that same situation.
It was, that was so far gone. Like, I buried that so deep so long ago.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to know. And I'm just driving along. Mm-hmm. Caroline's like, I knew. I'm just driving along. And it, like, just came up, right? But we talked about God earlier. But that's the beauty of it, mm-hmm. right? That's a great way to tie this all together. Thank you, Lord. That's the beauty of it, because what we go through, we grow through. But it's that whole process of getting there and knowing that I know mm-hmm. and I know what I know, right? Again, I'm not super educated. I don't have super degrees. I didn't go to be a pastor. I didn't go to culinary school. I didn't go to business school. Mm-hmm. But I'm just now learning that I'm being who I was made to be regardless. Mm-hmm. And we talked about earlier, people have tried to squelch me along the way, but if they hadn't, mm-hmm. it wouldn't be true. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't resonate. I wouldn't carry myself maybe the way that I do. Again, I'm flawed, right? I lose my temper. Like I said, sometimes I'll be in the car drinking deliveries and I'm in a hurry and I'll be like, if I didn't have a Yo Fresh sticker on this car, I would totally be making some fingers at you or right. But like, I got my logo on the car. You better smile and just God bless you. Right. I have those moments. So I understand, but I think that we don't talk about those moments. So I said, that's what we're going to try to do here on Chop It Up. We're going to talk about that stuff. We're going to talk about the struggles, the reality, the depression, the postpartum depression. We're going to talk about adoption stuff. Right. Because again, like another bombshell. Guess what? That's not everybody knows this, but I actually another one of those aha moments. I have a son that's that was adopted. Right. And I carried that for years, too.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I was in rehab at the Ohio Valley Teen Challenge when like, I dropped that bomb on my kids and my dad. Like, oh, by the way, I have a son, but he's adopted. Like, they didn't even know. Right.
Yeah.
Like, these are things that we carry around and we don't talk about,
right?
But that we carry, and they're weight, they're heavy.
Yeah.
You know, he said, we talk about God. God wants that stuff and he wants to walk us through it.
Right.
He wants to reveal it at the right time. Mm-hmm. But like, I like to think of God as like a super gentleman, mm-hmm. right? He ain't going to just come and like bully you up and take your stuff.
Right.
Right. He's going to let you carry it till you're like, man, you're ready, right? Maybe you're not ready to deal with it yet. Maybe you're physically, mentally not ready to like deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But like, it's knowing that the time will come, and when you feel that time, you just gotta like be able to come to light.
Right.
But when it came to light and I talked about it or whatever it was, I felt a lot better. But we don't talk about it.
Right.
We don't talk about depression. We don't talk about
fear.
We don't talk about anxiety.
Right.
And we all think it's just us that deal with it. Mm-hmm. We think that we're crazy. We think we're weird. We think all these things because we're all the same, right? We're all spiritual beings in these human bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it messed up. That's a friend of mine, Apostle Michael Scott. He passed on to me a couple of years ago. One of those little nuggets of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I can wrap my head around that. Like, because again, we all, it's a spiritual realm that we live in and we function in, but we're just these bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But we just kind of sometimes will go through the motions with our bodies,
right?
And not engage spiritually. Like you said, mind, body, spirit.
Right.
We'll go to the gym and we'll try to eat right, but maybe we don't engage spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And again, me being how I feel, again, that's three things, right? Without the three things, Father, Son, Spirit,
mm-hmm.
right? God works in threes, Trinities.
Right.
Eat good, feel good, do good.
Right.
That's kind of how I came up with that,
honestly.
We haven't really said that too much on air and push that around. But for me, that's kind of summed up, what would Jesus do?
Right.
Eat good, feel good, do good.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to take what I believe and bash you in the face with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Religion. And again, I have a lot of friends that have churches, a lot of pastor friends. But I also know, again, I know what I know.
Right.
And I know that there's a generation mm-hmm. of kids coming up that don't know nothing about a church.
Mm-hmm.
Because people in churches have maybe thrown bricks,
right?
Or pushed away, or
shunned
other people, or put you right, like it's happened,
right?
So people don't want to hear the word religion,
right?
I was actually on the way down here. Again, this is one of those moments. I'm driving down here. I see a vanity plate. A shout out to you, because again, maybe you'll see this or whatever. Matthew 16. It was when Jesus was actually rebuking the Pharisees and the religious people of the time,
mm-hmm.
like, hey, you're missing it. Like we talked about earlier, like you're missing it, guys. Like you're missing it.
Yeah.
And it's that same kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that we're going to see something different here in Youngstown, and bring it all back together. that we're going to see like this revival, that we're going to see a different shift in here, that there's going to be a fire, that it's going to be something that's going to ignite and spread, but it's for this city and for this town.
Yeah.
It's for Youngstown.
Absolutely.
Like it's in our DNA and it's in who we are. Like it's that grit, that steel. Again, people don't like to talk about that stuff, but it's who we are. Mm-hmm. It's what we're built on. It's what Youngstown is and all that. Again, my favorite, one of my favorite Bible verses is Romans 8:28, that we know that God works all things for the good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. Not like my purpose, right? Not Christina's purpose, mm-hmm. him and his purpose.
Right.
And that's the whole beginning of the finding the why, right? That we talk about here, the why and finding your why. And again, it's the Youngstown, it's the yo, it's the 330. Find your why, change our city.
Right.
Right. Find your why, change our city. Everybody wants change in Youngstown. Find your why. Maybe you're supposed to have a platform. Maybe you're supposed to have a podcast. Maybe you're supposed to teach fitness. Maybe you're supposed to teach special need kids how to swim. Maybe you're supposed to have a studio that people come down and share with.
Yeah.
Everybody has something. Mm-hmm. Find it. Like I encourage y'all, find it this week. And again, we're getting ready to wrap it up here. Quick shout out to all of our sponsors again. Zobbles, KTM Power Sports out in Canfield, Bedurk's Butcher Shop, Horton's Detail, my friend Ben Donlow and Muse State Water, and Suzanne Cavalier at Optimal Health and Wellness. So thank you guys for making this all happen. Shout out to Maurice, Youngstown Apparel. Big shout out to YoFresh. And, of course, Christina Rivera.
No, proud. CR
Fitness.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming down.
Thank
you for being a part of it.
I appreciate it.
Thank you
a
year ago for inviting me and making me feel part of a community event.
Absolutely.
Again, it wasn't at the time, too. Race wasn't, it still is sometimes, but it was an issue. And I was felt very included to be invited into what you guys are doing, because again, it's not about our color. It's about our city.
Absolutely.
Right? It's about our generation.
We got to come together.
So thanks again, Joe at Youngstown Studios for having us out. Tune in next week. We'll chop it up again. Hope to see you soon. Eat good, feel good, do good.